with Petch and Amy.
We've all been there, right? Having something repaired at your home, the serviceman goes to leave, and you're like, do I tip? Do I not tip? What do I do in this situation? So who do you decide who to tip and who to not tip? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Now, just over a week ago, went out, come back in the house, put the car in the garage, got in the house, heard this massive bang, and it was a big, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And so I walked back into the garage, looked around, because my first thought was just something that fell over. Couldn't find a thing. So, okay, not sure what it was, but everything seems to be working okay. Went to go out Saturday morning, go to hit the garage door, it goes, comes up about an inch, and then just drops back down again. I'm like, what's going on? Couldn't work it out at all. So in the end, had to manually, get hold of the door, push it up, and then I got my wife out of bed. She's holding the garage doors up.
How happy is your wife with you?
It's like six o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. So got the cars out and stuff. So when we put it back down, noticed then that the spring had snapped. How much is this going to cost? Because that's the first thing that I think of. Because they're the kind of things you're like, that's just going to cost so much money.
It's something so stupid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, I managed to called a company, and they came out and did it yesterday. So, which is good. And that same deal, they did it and stuff. And he said, look, it's all working and stuff. Two guys who were there. It's all working and stuff. We checked the tracks to make sure everything was okay and stuff. Mm. So I'm like, okay then. So how much? And they told me, and I'm like, how do I pay? Because I haven't got any cash here. And they said, oh, no, you can just call the office and you can give me your card and stuff. And then I kind of got that feeling, do I tip these guys or not? Because we've said this before, if I, restaurants and stuff, I'll tip. Tip the ice cream server in an ice cream place, even though I'm doing it myself. I don't feel awkward about doing that. Is it a grey area whether you tip someone who comes and does a service job on your house?
There's certain things. Furniture delivery men, tip.
Okay.
For a serviceman to come out and repair something, I would say no. But that's for me, because I use discretion with my tips. You do not.
Oh, no, I'll just fry it out there.
We'll go to a froyo place that you serve yourself. You scoop all your own toppings. You do everything yourself. Uh-huh. Every single thing you do for yourself, except for you hand the cashier money, and you'll tip $4. Uh-huh. You'll get a $3 ice cream and tip $4 just because they have a tip jar out, and it infuriates me.
I know it does.
But you do it. You're like, well, the jar's there. Yeah.
Can we just clear this up as well? This was 2 years ago, and Amy still remembers it.
It's
ingrained in her brain.
Because it made me so mad. Yeah. Because why do you tip? There are certain people, especially around this time of year, that people are a little more generous with we'll tip the mailman or the garbage man.
Yeah,
they're all making better money than you, just so you know.
They're
all making better money to do jobs nobody wants to do.
Uh-huh.
But that's how I tip. I base it on if it's a job I do not want to do. Delivering furniture to a third floor apartment on a 95 degree day in the summer.
No, thank you.
I will tip you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, those are jobs I don't think you make that much doing. But for a serviceman to come fix your garage door.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No way that they should get a tip.
Okay, because I kind of felt guilty. Once they'd left, I was like,
where does it stop?
Well, that's true. But I kind of felt guilty. Should I have tipped those guys or not? And then I was like, oh, and then.
Tip
and then
them for what? How much did it cost you?
$150.
How long were they there?
45 minutes, maybe 30 to 45 minutes.
How much money do you think they make?
I have no idea.
Them on top of that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But when you just they did it, and I got that vibe about not that they were angling for one, but when you start then.
They're just hanging around?
Yeah, and you're like, we checked all the tracks for you. We've done this. Yeah. Then I'm thinking, okay.
I was at a garage in Philly. I went to my friend got married. It's whatever the building's now, the old John Wanamaker building. Friends get married. We go together garage. And this guy is an employee, the garage employee. Uh-huh. He goes, takes our ticket money, gives a change. He goes, we do accept tips. Why the hell would I tip you? What have you done? Tips are not because you showed up to work. That's what your paycheck is for.
Uh-huh.
That's who the company who hired you pays you for. I'm not just tipping you because you did your job.
So you don't think you think I was okay by not tipping?
Yes, not tip the garage person. Okay. Get out of here.
Okay.
However, I'm surprised because you're just so loose with your cash.
of going, oh, what a J.O. that guy was.
Because
you know what I mean?
Because they know that you're Petch from the machine. Yeah. Because you have that accent. They're like, oh, the accent sounds familiar. And you're like, I work in your doctor's office. All right, so who do you decide who to tip? Who do you not tip? Who do you refuse to tip? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234. Be part of the show.